This is Ask Dr. E, where Dr. Michael Easley answers your biblical or theological questions in 10 minutes or less. Today's question came in via email, and it says, do you consider Social Security to be income that you'd tithe on? What do you think, Dr. E?
You know, is that a question you guys have ever talked about and your friends and peer, you and Tyler?
Well, not Social Security, just because we're not there yet, but we do, the conversation happens about net versus gross.
Right.
And I would say another question people will ask Tyler often is like on the business, like if they're an entrepreneur, they're a solopreneur, should they be tithing off of the business income?
Yeah.
Social Security, I don't feel like is one that—
You're right. I mean, your age group, but to the point of, you know, gross and net is kind of where this goes. Mm-hmm. I always like to answer this with sort of a quick review of Old Testament giving, because tithe, even though it means a tenth, and we've kind of sort of codified a tithe as a tenth. That's true, but it's not comprehensive. In fact, most of the Old Testament sacrifices, free will offerings, first fruit offerings, Passover offering was a very expensive offering, and really good analysis, even my own study years ago, it's about 22 to 22.5%.
Wow.
So if you want to follow the rule of a tenth, that needs to go to every other area as well. Mm-hmm. It's not just a tenth of the crop. There was other additional offerings. Mm-hmm. And there was also a generosity factor even in the Old Testament. So I like to get away from the percentages because I think a lot of people, well-intentioned Christians, think they give a tenth and that's what God requires, mm-hmm. and they're happy with that. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, well, church in Antioch was a poor church, and they took an offering and sent back to the mother church. Mm-hmm. So think of a church plant sending an offering back to the planting church.
It's a mega church.
And we saw that in Dallas. We saw some planting missionaries send a gift back to the sending church.
Yeah.
And it was in the spirit of Antioch. And Paul says they gave according to their ability, above their ability they gave. And so we see in the New Testament a generous, open-handed approach. Mm-hmm. So all that said, I think it is back to gross and net, and does God own it all?
Right.
And I don't know where we got the idea that I give after taxes, after Social Security deductions.
Yeah, because it's just the American way. I mean, we've just been wired. Like, this is really what I bring home. So then this is what I should be offering the Lord. Yeah, but
he didn't talk about after your IRS deductions or your Social Security contributions or your 401k. And again, I don't mean to be unkind to people that view it that way, but I think it's more attitude of all I have.
Yeah, whose is it?
It belongs to the Lord, and is a tenth really generosity? I just think people need to grow beyond that personally. Yeah. So that said, you know, your mom and I, and you knew our friend Vicki Nellis, our dear friend, she blew us away 1 year. We were doing a debt reduction at the church we attended in Virginia. And I asked some people who were generous, I said, tell me why you give. Yeah. And I'll never forget her testimony of going from 10 to 20%. And how her husband like, whoa, can we talk about this? And my friend Jim Dooley, who's with the Lord, he said, you know, I can live on 90%, 80% as well, if not better than 100%. I think it's sort of like a mortgage payment. When you pay it, you don't miss it so much once you've been paying a mortgage for 10 years. I mean, yeah, it's a lot of money and you like you want to get rid of it, but it's sort of background. Giving ought to be foreground. Giving ought to be, I want to do this as a thank you to the Lord. I want to do it to help ministries. That attitude to me is what's really important. And so now when people are in retirement, you go, well, I gave already. Mm-hmm. I gave, even if I give 20% or more when I was working on my gross, this is my money. I'm getting it back. Mm-hmm. And I understand the question and concern, but I would also say, do I really need to be that focused, or can I say, Lord, I'm going to be generous with everything? Your mom and I had this conversation not long ago because we're edging into drawing on retirement and our lifestyle's very different financially. And we'll, you know, you start facing 30 years without a full-time job, it gets a little daunting. But it goes back to, did the Lord care for me to this point?
Yeah.
So my friend Dave Gibson always says, I may not have done the best with every dollar I've had, but I've always given first. So anyway, your mom and I adopted when we were in Virginia, increasing our level of giving before our standard of living. And we did that very consistently, and we got to a 20% mark. And I don't say that to brag. I say that to thank God that we were able to say, look, we want to be generous. And you know, our lifestyle's been great. We haven't missed it.
Yeah.
And whenever we got something unplanned, inheritance from someone.
Yeah.
First thing we did was we give it all away, part of it away, 20%.
Yeah.
So the freedom of that has been remarkable for us. And I think that's really what the spirit of generosity and giving is. Mm-hmm. It's about, hey, the Lord's been generous to me, not just financially, but friendships, life, blessing, forgiveness of sin. Why would I be miserly and just give a tip when I can say, hey, I can be generous?
I think something that helped change my mindset too, and Tyler is the one that taught me this. We were like, okay, 10%, you know, off the top. Tyler was very like, it's off the top. It's not after our taxes come out. It's not after the 401k. Yeah. Like, so I'm like, okay, you know, it's great. Like, I hear you. Let's do it. You know, I'm like, I don't think God's mad at you if you do it the reverse, you know, but sure. Like, let's just, to your point, it's our attitude. It's the spirit of it. But then he was like, all right, let's give 10 straight to the church. That's, you know, I feel like that is what the Lord has asked us to do. And then let's come up with a percentage and we're going to divvy that out to other stuff.
Perfect.
So we support a missionary monthly who's in Eastern Europe. We have some aside that just, you know, when we get those letters from kids going on, you know, 3 month trips and whatever, like it's there. When someone is in need that we come across, it's saying this is the Lord's and we're going to use it how you want us to and be charitable with it. But it doesn't have to all go straight to our local above the 10%. We can set that aside to, or give to a ministry. You know, we are invited to a banquet at a lunch and they do a fundraising thing. And we're like, this is easy. This is easy money. This is easy for me to give because I've already actually budgeted it. It's already there. And I can write a check to, you know, this pregnancy crisis center or whatever. But anyway,
we did a similar thing where we chose a percentage to the local church. And then we looked at ministry because we have longtime friends that have been, you know, SIL translators and people that have lived abroad.
Yeah.
We actually called it a slush fund that we set money aside and said, we're just going to warehouse that. We had some fun times. We had friends that were overseas for almost 30 years, had never purchased a home.
Mm-hmm.
They moved back to the States and bought a home, and we were able to give them a huge gift. Mm-hmm. And we wanted to do it. We felt great about, boy, we've been putting that money aside for something special. So I applaud you for that. And it's also, I've experienced it. We love giving.
Yeah. It's so fun.
As long as it's a good thing.
Totally.
I mean, you got to be careful because there's a lot of people asking and we don't always know about the ministries. Dave Ramsey taught me that. He goes, you need to think about giving the same way about investment.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to invest your money to earn interest and, you know, dividends over the long haul, if you give to XYZ, is that a good investment of God's money? I'd never thought about it that way.
Yeah.
Always learning, I hope, but this whole attitude of, are we generous with what God gives us? Mm-hmm. Don't be miserly. Mm-hmm. Don't be a penny pincher. Mm-hmm. It seems most married couples, one's more conservative than the other.
Yeah.
And you got to sort through that. But boy, as a married couple, you want to be lockstep with, we're going to do this together.
Yeah. All right. Well, if you've got a question for Dr. E, call us, text us, email us. Ask Dr. E is produced by me, Hannah Seymour, mixed and mastered by Sonomorphic, and music composed by Jason Germain.